Now, some feedback about last week's show. Raymond Bridge of Boulder, Colorado, represented many of you when he wrote, "Walter Russell Mead showed all the nuanced understanding of a very spoiled two-year-old in a piece intended to improve our understanding of last week's events in the Middle East. He described anyone in the UN Security Council who might not agree with the current U.S. position as being motivated solely by a desire to make things difficult for the United States. Did it never even occur to him that other countries have their own legitimate views of proper policy in Iraq, or that recent events might be seen to recommend those policies, or that the most pressing need for the foreign policy of other countries might not be to pull our chestnuts out of the fire on our own terms?" The interview with Charles Duhigg about the so big computer worm resulted in a lot of annoyed mail from the approximately 5% of people who do not use a computer with a Microsoft operating system. Generally, Mac and Linux users have far fewer problems with computer infections, which are primarily aimed at Microsoft products. We were taken to task for not specifically pointing that out. John McGuire had a different point of view. "I was very impressed with the Charles Duhigg interview. As a computer network security professional, I and my cohorts are very attuned to the risk of someone with malicious intent releasing malicious code as opposed to some brainiac on a power trip who really doesn't mean any harm. Your reporter made clear in mostly plain English the real risks of poor home and business computer security and poor awareness of security issues in computer software. My compliments and thanks for the education he gave to millions this weekend." Whether it's praise or pot shots, write to us. The email address is WESUN@NPR.org.